three enemies to mankind: indecision, doubt, and fear. The three enemies of mankind: indecision, doubt, and fear. Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. You can find out more about me at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. In my book, The Money Flow, on page 10, I talk about this idea of the three enemies of mankind: indecision, should I do it, shouldn't I do it, thinking about doing it, might want to do it, and then time gets away from you. You spend years, I hear this all the time, man, I'd like to get involved in real estate. I got a friend who's always wanting to get involved in real estate, and yet he never seems to get involved in real estate. Indecision. Now, part of the reason for his indecision probably has something to do with doubt. Man, can I do it? Can I afford it? I don't know how to work on things. I don't know if I can fix things. What if I don't get the right financing? What if my renter trashes the house? That's fear. Indecision, doubt, and fear. What if the economy turns? What if I can't collect the rent? What if no one joins my organization? I really don't like this job, but man, should I leave? I get good medical benefits. Well, I'm on disability. See, I can't risk that, because that's a guaranteed $1,600 a month, and I'd rather be poor than take a chance at more. Indecision, doubt, what if I can't do it? What if I step out and I make $2,000 this month and I lose my disability and then I don't make it next month? So I'm willing to give up more for a guaranteed less. I'd rather be poor than take a chance. Indecision, doubt, and fear. We all deal with them. I deal with them. You deal with them. We all deal with them. Thoughts become words. Words become actions. Actions become habit, and habits express your life. Thoughts, the things you think, become words. Speaking out loud, that's what this is. I don't do the Science of Getting Rich podcast to try to, for other people. I do it for me. I'm talking to me right now. If you want to listen in, great. That's how I teach. That's how I've become successful. I've recruited over 100,000 people into network marketing by talking to myself, by teaching myself. I write books to myself. And if other people want to listen in, if they want to ride along, there it is. But see, most people, they don't recruit many people. They don't build a big organization because their thoughts never become words. They don't speak into the universe. The marketing material I created was for me. Purely selfish. It was the postcard I wish I had. It's the one I wish someone had given me. It's the marketing system that I wish I could have joined. But it wasn't there to join, so I created it for me. Indecision, doubt, and fear will keep people, keep mankind, from making those decisions, doing those things that you need to do, that you know you need to do to make your life better. The Science of Getting Rich teaches us that everything is either expanding or contracting. You're never holding the same. If you think you're treading water, you're only fooling yourself. Get into a pool and tread water, and guess what? You can do it for a while, but sooner or later, you're going down. So you're either going down or you're going up. You're either going to drown or you're going up, right? You're going to sink or swim. And this is true of finances. There's a couple phases. If you began to study money, see, if you don't study money, you'll never accumulate money. You can't have what you don't respect. And if the moment you get it, you give it all to other people, it means you don't love it, you don't respect it. For most people, money's a means to get through the month. It's how they live another month. It never becomes a tool in their battle. And let me assure you, building wealth is a battle, it's a war. Because there are a lot of forces aligned out there to take your money. You need to go to the doctor, $150, please. You need a prescription filled, that's going to be $150, please. Oh, you want to watch TV, it's $150. You want a cell phone, $150. Every time you turn left, look right, turn here, turn there, everybody wants $150. Cable bill, electric bill, food bill. Your kid wants this, he wants that, he wants this. It's just more money and more money and more money. It's a battle. For you to keep your money, you're going to have to wage a war. And how are you going to win a war? If you're indecisive, if you're in doubt, if you're fearful, that's no combination to win a war. In order to win the war has been laid out before you, you better be decisive, meaning you need a plan of action. You cannot doubt the process. You need to internalize it. Internalize it. Repetition is the mother of skill. It's only through repetition, it's only through practice that we overcome doubt. The way you overcome stage fright is taking the stage over and over and over and over. The only way you accumulate more is getting outside your comfort zone. Nobody becomes rich being comfortable. Well, what if I did that and I made some money? And that caused me to lose my disability and then I no longer make the money. Indecision, doubt, fear. Nobody can make that decision for yourself, but you have to say what it is. You must say it out loud. Why am I making the decisions I'm making? Am I making it out of indecision? Am I making it out of doubt and out of fear? And we all struggle with these. The cover of my book, The Money Flow, the subtitle is The True Story of One Man's Personal War on the Work at Home Industry. It was a war that I declared, and in order to win a war, you got to have a battle room, a war room. Pentagon has a war room. You've got to have battle plans. You need to know who's in your army, the forces that you can deploy. You have to internalize the strategy. That's what Navy SEALs do. That's what regular Army does. That's what the infantry does. I served in the combat arms for 7 years. And we did the same task over and over and over and over and over so that in combat we could perform those tasks without indecision, without doubt, because I knew how to do it. I've done it 1,000 times in peacetime. This idea that if you sweat more in peace, you will bleed less in war. And what that is about is repetition is the mother of skill. Some of you have been involved in network marketing 5, 10, 15 years, and you've never once practiced it. Oh, you want an ROI, you want to mail and have some instant results, but you've never practiced it. You've never practiced the process of building a business. Practice. I'm always in a state of practicing, trying something, doing this, doing that, understanding it might not work. It's part of the process. Part of the idea of being an entrepreneur is the idea of understanding that you could fail. And that failing is just part of the process. But indecision, doubt, and fear. The opportunity in the program that I promote costs as little as $30. And I might have 4 or 5 conversations with a person before they spend $30. I know right then, oh my God, they are never going to do well. Because if something so little and so small becomes a barrier to entry. Like I, for 30 bucks, I don't even, this is me talking as far as if I was joining something, meaning because I'm a busy guy, I'm trying to do recordings, trying to write books. I have thousands of people in my sales organization. I have a rental property management business. I also have a family and a life. I work 7 days a week, literally. If I'm buying something for $30, I don't have time to talk to you. Meaning me as the buyer. So if you have something for $30, I'm of interest, I buy it. I don't call you about it. Now, it's $1,000. I might need to talk to you. I buy stuff all the time. $100, $200, $300 training course. I bought a real estate course last week from a YouTube guy that I watch all the time. He put together a real estate course. He has his phone number on there. Why do I need to talk to him? I just want the information. I've seen enough. I've heard enough. I've read enough. Let me see what you have. I don't need to have a big conversation. I'm not buying a house. Send me the information, and on my own time, I'm going to digest it. Make sense? But people will go back and forth with me on $30. Indecision, doubt, and fear. Yeah, Gerald, but you don't understand. I did $30 with the last deal, and it was $50 with the deal before that, and it was $80 with the deal before that. And so I have indecision. I have doubt, and I'm fearful I'm going to lose my money. Three enemies of mankind. See, but thoughts become words. As you express your thoughts, and words become actions. As you speak those things, you begin to take action on those things in which you speak. At some point, you have to back up your words. And that's action. Action. Repetitively, repetitive action become habits. See, I have a habit of mailing every single day. Every single day I mail into the universe asking people for money. Why? Because the science of getting rich says in order to make money, you have to be where there are people who want to do business with you. In other words, I have to reach out into the universe and find people who are like me. I'm only looking for people like me. I need to find people like me that want to make money from home. And so I press my thoughts onto paper, and my thoughts become words. And my words become action as I mail those words into the universe, in through the postal system, out into the world, to targeted mailing lists of like-minded people. Why like-minded people? Why a targeted mailing list? Because I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. You either want what I'm selling, or I don't want to talk to you. I'm not trying to talk anyone into anything. I want easy sales. I want you to join, and you didn't even talk to me. Because see, the guy that joins without talking to me, he ain't suffering from indecision. He ain't got no doubt. He ain't fearful. How are you going to be fearful on $30? What is there to fear? See, you're only fearful when it's these small sums of money, when money is super limited in your world. See, but the truth is, you can just create money. You can just make it up. Money's made up anyway. It ain't backed by anything. It's just a piece of paper. Most of your money is just digital on a computer. I got lots of money. It didn't even exist. I've never even seen it. It's in your mind. The reason you don't have stacks of paper is you don't take those thoughts, you don't put them to word, and you don't put the word to action. You don't put the action long enough to become a habit. And then habits will express themselves in your life and in the form of paper, money. You can think about farming all day long. You can read books on farming. You could take courses on farming. You could go get a 4-year agricultural degree on farming. You could know everything there is to know about farming and never have farmed. Isn't that crazy? And never have farmed. I speak with people every day. They know everything there is to know about network marketing. They've been in mail order for 20 years. They ain't ever put a thought to words, never put their words on paper, never mailed those words into the universe, never became a habit. How do I know? Because I'm still trying to talk them into doing the things that should be a habit. If I have to tell you, you should follow up with the people in your downline, you already lost this war. You're already suffering from indecision, doubt, and fear. You already lost the battle. If you have to be told the most basic of things, one of the things that drives me the craziest is after 21 years of network marketing, and I've written 5 books, I had an article published this weekend in Home Business Advertiser magazine. They contacted me and said, hey, you have any ideas for an article? And I said, yeah, I wrote this book that nobody wants to read called If You Don't Want, You Don't Have to Die Broke. And I sent them a copy of the book and said, hey, you see anything in there? It might be a good article. And they said, yeah, I really like this page here. And I said, cool. Changed a few things, sent it to them as an article. So after 21 years of experience, 5 books, recorded multiple CDs, thousands of hours of recordings, trainings, I almost never have a conversation past Home Business 101. It's never 102, 103, 104. It's almost never, hey, here's something, a letter I wrote to go to my downline. Let me know what you think. Never. I mean, well, I shouldn't say never. I can think of three off the top of my head, people in the last year. Who we had a conversation that was 102 or 103. If you know what I mean by 102, I'm talking about in college. College is 101. Your second year of college, 102. Third year of college, 103. Fourth year of college is 104. And then 5 and 6 are master's programs. 7 and 8 are doctoral programs. Now, I never have 7 and 8 conversations. Because 7 and 8 conversations, you don't really need to call me. You're doing it. Make sense? I rarely have 3 and 4 conversation. See, 3 and 4 conversation is you're creating some of your own materials. You've got some voicemail, some recordings. You have a name on your business. You're actually doing business. Most of my conversations are 101. And they're 101 conversations with people with 20 years in the business. And we're still having the 101 conversation. That's 20 years of indecision, doubt, and fear. So I hand this book out. We can have a 30-minute conversation on page 10. The idea that thoughts become words and words become actions and actions become habits and habits express your life. Those things you do without people telling you to do them, that is you. Nobody tells me, Gerald, you need to go jogging this morning. There is no one that needs to call me and say, Gerald, you need to follow up with your prospects. You need to run ads. You need to train yourself. You need to communicate with people. You need to learn selling. No one needs to tell me that. No one. Nobody in my sales organization, nobody in the Downline Building Network will ever call me and tell me I need to do that. Because I'm already doing it. Right? I'm already doing it. And so I come onto these platforms and I record and I write and I do articles and I do teaching. Why? Because I'm tired of having the 101 conversation all the time. And so I decide to have a 104, a 105, a 106, a 107, a 108 conversation with myself. And I come here and bang myself up and remind myself that the three enemies of mankind, my three enemies are indecision, doubt, and fear. And that I need to take my thoughts and I need to make them words and I need to make my words actions and I need to make my actions become habits and my habits will then express my life. So if I want to be rich, I read the book called The Science of Getting Rich because that thought, I need to read the words. And if I read these words, I will begin to take action. And if I take action over and over, it becomes a habit. And these rich habits will express themselves by me becoming rich. And all of that, two paragraphs on page 10 of the book, The Money Flow. And people will tell me, yeah, I read your whole book. Really? You read the whole thing and you got it? Because you're not doing any of it. What good is information you don't use? What people don't realize, that everything they need is right there. Everything you need to change your life is in this book. That's not me patting myself on the back. It's not me bragging. It's not because I wrote it. It's information that I regurgitate. It's a lifetime spent in self-help and motivation. It's expressing exactly what I wrote here. That most people just think things. They don't actually do things. They don't put those things they think into words. Harvard study did a famous study on how many people write down their goals. Now, I don't beat this up. I don't sit around writing goals. I mean, I do and I don't. I do and I don't, but I don't carry them in my pocket. But they're in my mind. And the way that I express those goals is I actually begin to take action on those goals. And someone say to me, man, I'd really like to get into real estate. And I always say, have you bought any good books? And almost always the answer is, no, do you recommend any? And I want to say, no, because you're wasting my time. But I'm politer than that. Because the fact that I would have to recommend one tells me that you don't even... You say you're saying things, but your thoughts aren't becoming words. In words in the sense that, I don't know, go to Google and type the word, how to get started in real estate. Or go to Amazon, how to get started in real estate. And that's how thoughts become words. You physically type them. That's what I did. And then I started getting these books. And then I began to read them. And I began to see, okay, if I want to be a successful stay-at-home entrepreneur, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do that. And I began to take those actions. Take the action. And as I did these actions over and over and over, it became habit. So every day I get up and I run 6 to 7 miles. It's a habit. It's a habit. And it expresses itself in my life in that I'm almost 50. I'm on no medication. I'm in great physical shape because I've done this for 30 years over and over and over and over. And that habit has expressed itself in my physical strength, right? You know what happens when you save $100 every month over and over and over for 30 years? You have a big ass pile of $100 bills. That habit expresses itself and that you have a bunch of money. And when you have no money, to the point where indecision, doubt, and fear come into play about doing something that's 30 bucks, it's because you've expressed your habits because you're broke. And so your habits repetitively, year after year after year, are the habits of someone who's not accumulating wealth. For whatever reason, your habits have led you to where you are, and now your life is expressing that. But the beautiful thing, it can change like that, just like that. Boom, overnight. You can release yourself from all those things and begin anew right now, just like that. Brand new habits, a brand new you. You can begin to speak different words. I'm at the Apple store yesterday, and the girl says, well, what are you doing? I said, I tell them all about network marketing. I usually just share my real estate business. I say, well, I'm involved in real estate. I buy houses that are in bad shape. I fix them up real nice, rent them out. She goes, oh, man, I'd love to do that. How do you get started? I said, well, what do you want to give up? What do you mean? You got to give up something. You don't get to keep everything you have now and do what I'm doing. Most people don't hear that. So you can have anything you want in life. You just can't have everything. You can have anything. You just can't have everything. What are you willing to give up? When you're struggling with indecision, doubt, and fear, there's just things you don't want to give up. You have so little money, you don't want to give up 30 bucks. Maybe you don't want to give up the time it takes to read. Maybe you don't want to spend 30 minutes on page 10 of a book that I give you when you come in. And I promise you, you're not doing all the things in this book. I'm not doing all the things in this book. The enemies of indecision, the enemy of indecision, doubt, and fear. So we said the three enemies of mankind are indecision, doubt, and fear. Well, what is the enemy of indecision, doubt, and fear? Faith. Not religious faith. Faith in something else. Faith in a process over outcome. Faith in process over outcome. Number one, I have no money syndrome. Let's be serious. Anyone can come up with $1 a day. The company and product that I promote starts at 30 bucks. If a guy doesn't have 30 bucks, he's lying to you. You're lying. You're lying to me. I refuse to hear anything else. They either just don't want to do it or they're lying. That's it. It's the only two options. Everyone has 30 bucks. Network marketing saved my life in February 2003. I lost my job at the state prison. We had an inmate escape, kill people. Long story. A lot of officers lost their job that day. Luckily, I'd been building my home-based business in my spare time. Jim Rohn said, profits are wonderful, profits will pay, wages are wonderful, wages will pay your bills, but profits will make you rich. The residual income that I had created with my home-based network marketing business turned what should have been a disaster into a blessing in disguise. See, I hadn't left that job because of indecision, doubt, and fear. I was afraid to lose my health insurance. So I was keeping a crappy, low-paying state job for, quote, benefits. They ain't benefits. I've never been so happy as when I left that place. No one was more broke than me when I started my business. I borrowed money to start it. I don't know. That's like below zero. Number two, failure to take action. If you don't take action, nothing will happen. With the DBN, the first action is to activate and join the program. We have to get past the idea that it costs 30 bucks, right? And then when people come in at 30 bucks, here's the problem. When I push up against a guy who doesn't want to spend 30 bucks, meaning he doesn't want to spend any money to educate himself, because I'm going to send him a book like this where you could spend 30 minutes just on page 10, he may not be ready for that kind of change. He may not be ready for that kind of confrontation. Because trust me, it's confrontation. Because to be successful in business, you got to give up something. You don't get to have it all. You don't get to have a lot of friends and a lot of free time and a lot of time with your family and that's not true. In my experience, you've got family, business, and time. You only get two of them. You don't get to have both business, friends, and family. Not in my experience. Not if you're trying to get rich. Not if you're putting a lot of focus on it. Something's going to have to give. For me, it was friends. I don't have time to hang out and watch football and enjoy that. I mean, every once in a while, I'll get together with people and maybe have a, you know, a little barbecue. But even then, I'm only going to give them a couple hours, man. I'm trying to get rich. That doesn't involve taking off Sunday. There ain't nowhere in the equation in my life where I get to take a day off. I'm a lion. Lions hunt every day. Now, you may have a different value system. That's cool. I'm not mad at people that have different value systems. It's cool. I hope they'll buy my stuff. Because every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to try to sell it. Every day that they'll pick up the mail, I'm going to mail it. And every day that the phone system works, I'm going to use the phone to try to sell things. And for as long as the bank will loan me money, I'm going to try to buy real estate. As long as the stock market's open, I'm going to put money in it. These habits, expression of my life. Right now, you're dealing with indecision, doubt, and fear in something. Talk it out loud. Write it down. Figure out which one it is and why it is you're feeling this way. And is it logical? And as you begin to process that, not with emotion, but with a battle plan, with a plan to win the war in front of you. And it's a war, I promise you. Plan to win that war. You plan, and you review that plan, and you work that plan, and it'll make the war make a little more sense. It'll give you that edge, what they call that slight edge. That's all you need to beat most people. See, I'm in a business that's really easy to be on top and really easy to win because most people won't do it. They won't do any of the things they need to do to get at the top of this business. Whether it be from indecision, doubt, or fear, whatever the reason may be, they can't conquer the day, they can't. Now to me, that gives me an advantage because I'm a lion. And so I go about looking for that gazelle to eat, right? Every day looking, hunting. Where's that next meal coming from? Most of the world are sheep. Most of the world are gazelle. They're running away from opportunities. They're running away from problems. They're trying to go around problems. They don't want problems. They don't understand that all the money they want is right there in that problem. If you just solve problems for other people, problems are what'll make you wealthy. How people get rich, solving problems. Hey, you have a great weekend.